What is the meat that you usually eat with eggs in the morning?
That's bacon. Breakfast bacon.
What about the outside of the bacon? You usually don't find that in the package anymore.
They take the rind off of it.
What about meat like that that you might have to cut yourself to fry with eggs?
Well, ham tastes mighty good with eggs.
What kind of meat comes in little links on a chain?
Sausage.
And who's the man that usually sells that?
The butcher.
If you keep meat too long and it goes bad, you'd say that the meat is what?
Stale. Or spoiled.
Let me ask you, Mom, after a hog is butchered, do you make any special sort of meat from the head of the hog?
Yeah. You cook the head and the feet and make souse meat. Some folks call it press meat.
Have you ever heard this called head cheese?
Well, it has quite a few names. If you put the liver in with it, you call it liver pudding.
Is that right?
You cook the head and put the liver with it. And it's very good if you like liver.
Did they ever do anything with the blood?
No, we never did.
Did you know of that? Have you ever heard of doing something?
I've heard of people saving the blood, but we never did get that hungry.
I bet you, yeah. I bet that sounds like what it would have to be. It doesn't sound very appetizing to me either.
I say, we never did get that hungry. No. We always had plenty without using the blood.
What did other people use it for? Did you know?
No, I never did know.
What about cornmeal that might be mixed up with parts of the hog? Maybe parts of the head meat.
Well, they call that pudding, I guess.
Did they ever call it anything different? Perhaps scrapple?
I don't remember that word.
What about butter that's been kept too long and gone bad? What would you call it?
It would be old. Stale.
And thick, sour milk.
That's clabber milk.
What did you do with the clabber milk?
Well, the clabber, the milk has to sit and sour and clabber before you can churn it and make butter. The cream comes to the top. And you churn it. We used to have it and put it in a big old 5-gallon churn and let it set till it had clabbered, and then we put the dasher in it and the lid on it, and we churn it by hand with the dasher and the lid.
And what did that make?
It made buttermilk and butter. We take the butter off the top if you churn it long enough, the butter would come to the top. The cream would make the homemade butter.